All right, let's dive into Boston's Back Bay. Today, we're exploring its condo market. We're using a website from Ford Realty, Inc. And some articles, too. So think of this as your, I don't know, like your shortcut to understanding Back Bay, whether you're thinking about buying or renting, or even if it's just a daydream for you. And I have to say, going through this material, I noticed Peace Be With You sprinkled everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely unique. A little bit of spiritual guidance in our real estate journey today.
I guess so, right? But even with the quirky stuff, there's a lot here. So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
Paint me a picture of Back Bay, you know? What's the vibe? What makes it stand out?
Okay, so picture this. You're strolling down cobblestone streets, lined with Victorian brownstones, you know, the ones.
Yeah.
Sunlight's hitting the bay windows.
Yeah.
And there's this, like, scent of magnolias
mm-hmm.
coming from the public garden. Back Bay is this, like, perfect blend of old world charm and then modern luxury. And it's all walkable.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I'm already a little jealous of the people, you know,
right.
Sipping lattes on their brownstone steps. But, you know, speaking of luxury, the source mentions the average condo price. In 2023, it was around $1,385,000. So is that just Back Bay being Back Bay? Or is there something more to it?
Well, it is a premium price, even for Boston. It reflects, I think, Back Bay's unique mix. You know, history, architecture, location, you're paying for that prestige, for walkability and access to everything high-end, like shopping on Newbury Street or the restaurants. But what's really interesting is the architecture. You know, you've got your beautiful brownstones, but also you have these modern high-rises, so it all adds to that visual, I don't know, appeal.
So you're not just buying a condo, you're buying a piece of history, too.
Yeah.
Now, about those high-rises, the source mentions buildings like Lida, the residences at the Mandarin Oriental. They talk about floor-to-ceiling windows and chef's kitchens. What are we looking at here?
So these are branded residences. It's a big trend in luxury real estate. It's not just about the space, it's the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You're buying into that brand experience. In this case, like the Mandarin Oriental experience. You know, luxury service, amenities, exclusivity, think concierge services, five-star dining, maybe even a spa in your building.
It's like living in a luxury hotel, but forever.
Yeah.
Now, while some of us are daydreaming about winning the lottery, let's get a little practical. The source has this condo buying guide. What's their top tip?
Unsurprisingly, it's working with a local agent, specifically, you know, Ford Realty, Inc. But marketing aside, they stress, I think, a deep understanding of Back Bay. It's not just about the price. It's building types, condo fees, and navigating the market.
Is it really that competitive of a market, though? I mean, sure, it's Back Bay. But with those prices, you'd think there'd be some, you know, wiggle room? Or are we talking bidding wars and all cash offers?
Well, you're right to question that. It is generally a seller's market. There are opportunities for buyers, though. But you have to understand the trends, like within the neighborhood. Some buildings are more desirable, some layouts, even what floor you're on, all of that can impact the price. And that's where an agent, a good one, not necessarily Ford Realty Inc., although I'm sure they're great, can really make a difference.
So there's more strategy involved than just, like, money. Speaking of, the source mentions condo fees, which could really impact your monthly expenses.
Right.
What should people be aware of there?
So condo fees in Back Bay can vary a lot, from a few hundred dollars to thousands per month. It depends on the building, the amenities. Mm-hmm. You know, these fees cover maintenance, utilities, off of those luxury perks like concierge or a fitness center. But the key is knowing what's included and what's not.
So you're saying it's not just about the condo price, it's those ongoing costs, too. That makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm curious about this whole lifestyle angle. The source really pushes that. But is living in Back Bay actually that idyllic? What's everyday life really like there?
Well, it's not all cobblestone streets and champagne brunches, but it's pretty close. Imagine walking out your door and having, like, everything right there. You know, your morning coffee and pastry to browsing boutiques on Newbury Street.
They make it sound like a shopper's paradise. But is it all about spending money? Are there affordable or even free things to do?
Oh, absolutely. Back Bay has a good balance in that way. You know, it's known for luxury, but it offers a lot of free or cheap options too. You have the Boston Public Garden, beautiful green space, perfect for like picnics or just relaxing by the pond.
Mm.
And there's the Charles River Esplanade, which is great for running, biking, or the views.
So it's not just a playground for the wealthy then. There's something for everyone. Okay, let's talk about something that might not be accessible for everyone, the process of actually buying a place there. The source says lowball offers are a big no-no in this market, as are contingency clauses. Is it really that cutthroat?
Back Bay is a competitive market for sure. Sellers often have the advantage, especially for those sought-after properties. It's not unusual to see, like, multiple offers, buyers have to be ready to move fast. But that doesn't mean you can't negotiate. A good real estate agent, they can help you craft an offer, one that balances what you need with how the market actually is expecting.
So it's not just about money, it's an art to it. All right, let's say you found your dream condo, you made an offer, it's accepted, and now it's time for the inspection. The source really stresses this step, especially with these historic buildings. What are the red flags buyers should watch out for?
Yeah, you're right. Those charming historic features can sometimes hide problems like outdated plumbing or electrical, potential structural issues, even like hidden water damage. You really want to find that stuff before you commit. So it's important to get a qualified inspector, someone who understands old buildings. They'll see the potential problems, the stuff you might miss on your own.
So it's about balancing the like romantic idea with the practical reality of the building, right? Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about market trends. The source mentions rising mortgage rates and increasing household debt as factors influencing the market. How worried should buyers be about this stuff?
Well, it's definitely something to keep in mind. Higher rates mean higher payments each month, which, you know, affects affordability. Especially with Back Bay prices already being what they are, and with debt rising, buyers need to be really careful, make sure they aren't overextending themselves. But Back Bay does have a history of holding its value, even when the economy isn't doing great.
So it's a calculated risk then. But what about those of us who aren't ready to buy yet? The source also talks about the rental market. What's the story there? Is it just as competitive? Or are there more opportunities if you just want a taste?
The rental market's pretty active. You've got a good range of options, from studios to multi-bedroom places. Rents are high, of course, but there can be fluctuations, depending on the time of year, location, amenities, all that. So yeah, it's worth looking into if you want the Back Bay life without buying them.
So there are options for those who want to test the waters first. Now, I'm curious about something. The source keeps mentioning Back Bay's blend of urban energy and access to green space. Is that contrast really as strong as they say it is? Or is it just marketing?
It's actually one of the things that makes Back Bay special. You have that vibrant city feel with all the shopping, dining, cultural stuff. But then you can just step into the public garden or walk the Charles River Esplanade. And it's like a different world. It's a hard balance to find in a city.
Okay, I'm convinced. I'm adding Back Bay to my must visit list. But before we get too carried away, let's get back to reality a bit. The source has some interesting data on how long it takes to rent a Back Bay condo. Apparently, in 2021, it took an average of 33 days. Is that considered fast, slow, average?
Well, it's good data, but you have to consider the context. The rental market's influenced by lots of things. Seasonality, inventory levels, the economy in general. 33 days suggests a good pace, though. Not so fast you have to jump on the first thing you see, but not so slow you're waiting forever.
So it's a balanced market then. Good news for both sides. Okay, let's zoom out a bit now and talk bigger picture. The source mentions the national mortgage payment to income ratio. It's increased, they say. How does that factor into Back Bay, where prices are already so high?
Well, it definitely makes things more complicated for buyers. Mm-hmm. Higher payments plus those Back Bay prices. Affordability becomes a big challenge.
Yeah, I can see that.
It really emphasizes the importance of planning for anyone thinking about this market. But it's worth noting, the source says over 500 condos and apartments were rented out just in the latter part of 2021. So there's still demand, even with costs rising.
So maybe renting is a smarter move, at least for now. Get a feel for Back Bay without buying. Speaking of the Back Bay life, something else I noticed in the source. They talk about Back Bay's architectural diversity, you know, from those brownstones to modern high-rises. Is that variety unusual for Boston, or am I just missing it elsewhere?
It's definitely one of Back Bay's defining features, that mix of styles. It reflects how the neighborhood evolved from its beginnings as like filled in marshland to its status now, that mix of old and new, grand and intimate. That's what gives it the visual appeal.
So you're saying I can live in a historic brownstone, but with all the modern comforts too. Sign me up. But seriously, are there any downsides to this Back Bay life? The source makes it sound perfect. There's got to be something, right?
Well, no place is perfect. The cost of living is obvious. And even with the green spaces, it can feel crowded, especially during tourist season or big events. You know, parking can be a nightmare. Traffic's another common complaint.
So it's about weighing those trade-offs, the charm versus the crowds and costs.
Exactly. It's about what's important to you and finding a neighborhood that fits that.
Well said. As much as I'd love to keep dreaming about Back Bay, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our dive.
Okay.
Any final thoughts for our listeners?
I think the big takeaway is Back Bay is more than just a fancy address or expensive condos. It's urban living at its best. A mix of history, architecture, culture, even nature. And yeah, it's expensive. But it's also vibrant, dynamic. It offers a lifestyle you won't find many other places.
That's a good way to put it. So whether you're thinking of buying, renting, or just adding it to your travel list, hopefully this gave you a better understanding of Back Bay. And hey, if you do decide to take the plunge, maybe give Ford Realty Inc. a call. Just don't forget to say peace be with you for us.
Yeah, good idea. But on that note, we'll leave you to think about Back Bay. Until next time, happy exploring. It definitely adds another layer of complexity for buyers. Higher mortgage payments plus those Back Bay prices could make affordability a real challenge.
Yeah, I can see that.
It really emphasizes the importance of planning for anyone thinking about this market. But it's worth noting, the source says over 500 condos and apartments were rented out just in the latter part of 2021, so there's still demand, even with costs rising.
So maybe renting is the smarter move, at least for now. Get a feel for Back Bay without buying.
Speaking of the Back Bay life, something else I noticed in the source, they talk about Back Bay's architectural diversity, you know, from those brownstones to modern high-rises.
Yeah.
Is that variety unusual for Boston, or am I just missing it elsewhere?
It's definitely one of Back Bay's defining features, that mix of styles. It reflects how the neighborhood evolved from its beginnings as, like, filled-in marshland to its status now, that mix of old and new, grand and intimate. That's what gives it the visual appeal.
So you're saying I can live in a historic brownstone, but with all the modern comforts, too? Sign me up. But seriously, are there any downsides to this Back Bay life? The source makes it sound perfect. There's got to be something, right? Well, no place is perfect. The cost of living is obvious. And even with the green spaces, it can feel crowded, especially during tourist season or big events.
Yeah.
You know, parking can be a nightmare. Traffic's another common complaint.
So it's about weighing those trade-offs, the charm versus the crowds and costs.
Exactly. It's about what's important to you and finding a neighborhood that fits that.
Well said. As much as I'd love to keep dreaming about Back Bay, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our dive.
Okay.
Any final thoughts for our listeners?
I think the big takeaway is Back Bay is more than just a fancy address or expensive condos. It's urban living at its best, a mix of history, architecture, culture, even nature. And yeah, it's expensive, but it's also vibrant, dynamic. It offers a lifestyle you won't find many other places.
That's a good way to put it. So whether you're thinking of buying, renting, or just adding it to your travel list, hopefully this gave you a better understanding of Back Bay. And hey, if you do decide to take the plunge, maybe give Ford Realty Inc. a call. Just don't forget to say peace be with you for us.
Yeah, good idea. But on that note, we'll leave you thinking about Back Bay. Until next time, happy exploring.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And it really highlights how important it is to plan financially, you know, if you're thinking about this market. But the source does say that over 500 condos and apartments were rented out in like the second half of 2021. So, you know, there's still demand, even though costs are going up.
So maybe renting is the way to go, at least for a while.
Yeah.
Get that Back Bay experience without, like, you know, committing to buying. Speaking of which, something else in the source, they mention Back Bay's architecture, how diverse it is, you know, from those grand brownstones to the modern high-rises. Is that something special about Back Bay? Or if it's just something I haven't really noticed in other parts of Boston?
Oh, no. It's definitely one of Back Bay's trademarks, I think. That blend of styles, it really tells the story of how the neighborhood has changed, like from when it started as just filled-in marshland to what it is now. And, you know, it's that combination of old and new, grand and cozy. It all comes together to give Back Bay its own unique look. So what you're saying is, I could live in a historic brownstone, but still have all the modern conveniences. Sign me up. But honestly, are there any downsides to Back Bay living? The source really paints a rosy picture. There's got to be something, right?
Well, no place is perfect.
Yeah.
Right? The cost of living is high. That's the most obvious one.
Yeah.
And even with all the parks and green spaces, it can get crowded, especially when it's tourist season or there's a big event going on. Parking's a nightmare, too, and everyone complains about the traffic.
Okay, so it's all about trade-offs, then. The charm and the convenience, but also the crowds and the cost.
Exactly. It all comes down to what matters most to you and then finding a neighborhood that really suits your needs and priorities.
You're right. As much as I would love to keep daydreaming about Back Bay, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive. Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with today?
I think the most important thing to remember is that Back Bay is so much more than just a fancy address or a bunch of expensive condos. It's like a perfect example of city living, you know, at its best. It's this amazing mix of history, architecture, culture, and even a bit of nature. And yeah, it's expensive, but it's also vibrant and energetic. It offers a lifestyle that you just can't find in a lot of other places.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So whether you're thinking about buying, renting, or even just adding Back Bay to your list of places to visit, I hope this deep dive gave you a better idea of what makes this neighborhood so unique. And hey, if you do decide to take the plunge, you know, maybe give Ford Realty Inc. a call. Just make sure to tell them, peace be with you for us.
Yeah, good idea. On that note, we'll leave you all to think about the allure of Back Bay. Until next time, happy exploring.